Gemara Daf Pesamid Beis is trying to figure out what are the different comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shifra of an Eved Knaini. The Braisa quoted three, or maybe four, and then the Gemara asked, but isn't there this other comparison, and this other comparison? Right? The Gemara first asked that maybe Halmer Tu gets Ela Ishti, Shtar Shifra Zela Avdi Umeis, Lo Yidnu Lach Hamisa, maybe that's a comparison. The Gemara rejected that by saying that maybe we only compare Shtar Shichra to Gerisha and things that are unique to these two cases and not in Shtar Shtaris. But because this applies to Shtar Shtaris as well, so maybe it's not included. That was one interesting distinction the Gemara gave. And the Gemara asked later, right, the Gemara asked later about Lishma, right? Ha'ika Lishma, Ha'ika Mechubar. Right? There still are other things that only apply uniquely to Gerisha and Shtar Shichra. So maybe those should have been mentioned in the Gemara. In the Braisa. Gemara answers, no, Kiktani Psul the Rabbanan, the Raisa Lokatani. That the Gemara only mentions Psul and the Rabbanan, all the examples that we have, whether it's a Kusi or the Fanachta, a Kos, these are all Psul and the Rabbanan. Not Psul and the Raisa. Lishma and Machubra Psul and the Raisa, they're not mentioned in the Braisa. The fact that Gemara, a Kos, Shalom, the Kachavim, the Psul and the Raisa, who Ktani, the Psul, a Kos, is not a Psul and the Rabbanan. So it's such a strange answer. You know, you give an answer, and yet you don't have a minute to explain the answer. Now, when you give an answer, so you have to go through all the cases. It's really psulim d'rabban. So we actually looked at the Rashi b'shaita. We got tripped up in the middle. Our cause is not a psul d'rabban. That's a psul d'araisa. That's a psul d'araisa. The v'shainim b'torah is given the kiddushin. Our cause, edi chasima bar cause. The not b'torah is given the kiddushin. We discussed Rashi brings a pasuk. Doesn't just say it's a svara. So the last point we made on Thursday is that maybe there would be a havamina since Rashi holds that Eidi Chasima Barkos Minat Torah Koshala Eidus Barkos the Koshala Eidus. There's no chashash mishaker, and he holds Minat Torah Eidi Chasima Barkos a Koshala Eidus. A big chiddush. Everyone else argues on him, but we discussed that at great length. So Rashi felt that you might think that Eino B'Torah's given the Kiddushin only applies to the Nesina Saget, the Ekamai Segerishin. But maybe the Eidah Chasimah are coming La'ashvuyah Shtar, they're only coming to make the Shtar. Maybe they can make a Shtar, even by giving the Kiddushin with Eidah Chasimah Barkos, because they're Koshala Eidahs. That's what you would think. Kamash Malam, because of an Asan, that's not true. And we added, based on the Rav, that because of an Asan teaches me that the Ksiva is the Tchilas Mai Segerishin. So just like there's no Havamina, that someone who's not the Torah can do the Mai Segerishin, so too, a person who's not Betorah can't do the Ksiva either, because there's a link between the Ksiva and the Nesina. But that's a Psul D'Araisa. That's a Psul D'Araisa. So what's the answer to the Gemara? It never even began. It says, after Gemara, Be'edim Mesira Ukura Belozer. The Amr Edim Mesira Kaisi. We know there's a Machlokas for Belozer and Meir, where the Edim Mesira Kaisi and the Chasima Kaisi. It comes to the Gemara and says, Arkos, the case of Arkos, Shalom V'Kochavim, the Mishnah. Right, the Gemara here on Tesla Beis is explaining the Mishnah on Yudam and Beis. Mishnah says that Chutz Migitanosh v'Shechurei Avadim that Arkos Apostle for Gerish and Shtar Shifra. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So comes the Gemara and says, really, it's like Rabbi Elazar. Even the Tanakhama of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar. He assumes Eidah Mesira Karsa. So that's why the only problem over here is a Psul D'Rabbanan. Is a Psul D'Rabbanan. What's the psul d'rabbanan? Mezuyif mitochah. Right, that's how Rashi explains. Be'edim mesirim masnisim demashu b'shashtaros supasul bahani gondiyik edim mesirim. V'rabbi alozi yidam edim mesir kasi. V'ein tzorech lachton beget. V'chikosav kor v'kosav aksiva saget ksiv v'lo achasim asidei edim. U'masnisim b'shakosu sofei Yisrael. V'feir shen Rashi masnisim b'shakosu sofei Yisrael. There's no problem of lishma. If the guy were to write it, even if he's our cause, we assume makam adakta the nafshe ka'avid, that's possible. Vashmeinim asnisim demodir Rebbe Elazar v'mzuv v'idocha v'chasim asedim sulam shet possible. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that Rebbe Elazar is moda that by gita nashen shechurei avodim in our cause it's going to be possible because of mzuv v'itocha. Rebbe Elazar is moda v'mzuv v'itocha v'chasim asedim sulam. The afagav dika hechshere edim esira. That's the chiddush. Chiddush is, there's a psul d'rabbanan, despite the fact that it's written by Yisrael, and there are Eidei Mesira Yisrael over here, But because the goyim are einam b'torah is getting the kiddushin, so there's a psul d'rabbanim. What's the psul d'rabbanim? So Rashi says, "Vay psulah mid'rabbanim gzera d'malasi l'mismach alayav lo ayde mesir." You think if you have more, it's better. No. Sometimes more is less. More is worse. Because here, if you have Ede Chasima Nochrim, even if it's Barkos, right, but there's still Posel for getting the Kiddushin. So we're afraid of what, says Rashi? Dilma Asi Lemismach Alai below Ede Mesira. Dilma Asi Lemismach Alai. Below Ede Mesira. That's the Psul of Zevi Docha. Maybe we'll rely on them. Rely on them for what? What's Rashi saying? We'll rely on them. The Psul Rabban of Zevi Docha, we're afraid we'll rely on the Ede Chasima Nochim Ba'arkos for what?
Right.
I'm sorry?
To
write? What do you mean to write to get? To be Ede Mesira.
Yeah.
How do you know that? Well, why do you assume that that's Pshat Rashi? What could the pshat be in Rashi, if not to be Ede Mesira? We'll rely on them for what? For Raya. So which one is it? What does Rashi hold?
Rashi
on Yud Amid Beis. Rashi on Yud Amid Beis. We saw this Rashi. Rashi on Yud Amid Beis says, Moda Rebbe Lazar Mezuy Midoch, Ravagav Da Amar Rebbe Lazar, Get Shein Alav Eidim Kosher, Daf Gein Alav Eidim, Abel Yesh Bo Eidim Sulim, Posul Midu Rabbana, Dilma Kasi Lemimsere Ba'apayu Mismachalayim. Yeah, Dilma Asi Lemismachalayim, but the Iker is Lemimsere Ba'apayu Mismachalayim. Maybe we'll rely on these Eidim Hasima to be Eidim Mesira. We'll rely on the Eidim Hasima to be Eidim Mesira. Yeah. Who learns differently? Tosfos. Right? Forget leaving the Ravid, Okay, good. But let's just keep simple. Tosfos on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, which we had in the first month. I'm sorry for the new Talmidim. This is a little tricky. But Tosfos on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Ramaz Kamodeh, which talks a lot about Mezuyah Mitocha, we can turn to it for a second, just for the benefit of all the Talmidim, we'll be on the same page. Right? Tosfos is troubled that the Gemara there is trying to figure out who's the Tana of the Mishnah that you need Chasima Lishma. You need Chasima Lishma. So, you know, if you hold it's Rabbi Meir, the Meir holds the Kosov is going on B'chosam, so I hear. But then he shouldn't require Chasima Lishma. Because he holds the Kosov is going on B'chosam. So what is the Gemara saying? It's Rabbi Elazar. Right? Rabbi Elazar holds that you need Chasima Lishma. But he doesn't really hold the Chasima Lishma, he holds the Mesir Kasim. Comes the Gemara and says, in the first Torah, it's not. The Elazar is Modeh, the Mesir Mitocha, that it's possible. So despite the fact that really, Minatora, you don't need Eide Chasima, but if you have them, it's going to be worse. That's the Gemara. So Frek Tosfos, this is not a normal Mezuyah Mitocha. This is Mezuyah Mitocha that the Eide Chasima are written Shelo Lishma. Normal Mezuyah Mitocha that the Eide Chasima are Krov Mopsulim. This is Shelo Lishma. What's the problem? By Krov Mopsulim, I understand, says Tosfos. Krov Mopsulim, Dilma Asi, Lemis Machalayu. Lemis Machalayu, for what? For Raya. For Raya. Right, maybe you'll rely on them to Faraya. Right, so he tries to figure out, you know, what's the Mezuyah Mitocha over here? By Krov Mopsulim, even if it's true, you'll rely on the Krov Mopsulim. We don't want you to. You have to use Eidus Ksherim. You can't just have a Raya of Eidus Psulim. It says, but by Lishma, Avalacha, Sheha Eidim Ksherim al Shechaz Mishal Lishma, Ma Takala Yeshbaka Achim Nismach Aleyen. What's the Takala? They're perfectly good for Raya. They're possible for the get, because Chasima can't be Lishma in a get. But Liraya, there's nothing, no problem with the Eidim. That's Tosfos' problem. He grapples with that. And in the end, he comes out to say that it's a gzera chasima tuksiva. If we allow chasima shalol lishma, you might think that the ksiva should be to be shalol lishma. It's a gzera ba'alma. It's a different type of mezuyah mitocha, he says. But what's the whole kasha, what's the shock of the Torah Tosfos based on? The fact that he understands mezuyah mitocha means that we're afraid, dilma asni lemis machalayu, not lemisere ba'payu. Nah, you're going to have Eidim Mesir Yisrael. The problem is you'll rely on the Eidah chasima l'raya. You'll rely on the Eidah chasima l'raya. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? Over here, Rashi explains that by Arkos, The problem is Duma Asi Lemis Mechalayim. He's going with what he said on Yudam Mebeis that Lemim Sri Bapaya, that there'll be Eidim Mesira. He doesn't say Duma Asi Lemis Mechalayim Liraya. That's how Tosfos learned. Rashi didn't learn like that. Why didn't Rashi learn like that? I mean, you have Eidim Mesira. But you're afraid that if you're machshir the Eidim Chasima now, you might use them as Eidim Mesira another time? I mean, think about it. Rashi is a chiddush. Rashi's not saying that in the context that you're in now, you might come to alignment. No, he's saying that if we rely on the Eidim Chasima Bakos, you might come to use Eidim Chasima Goyim for Eidim Mesira in a different case. I'm not talking about this case. This case, I have Eidim Mesira Yisrael. But we might get used to it. We might think that, oh, these Eidim Akasha, then we'll use them for Eidim Mesira. It's quite a jump. Why not just say like Tosfos? And we're afraid you might use them Liraya. Use them Liraya in this case. That's the answer, Nathanael.
Because Tosfos says Mistama Bahashanasa, which Rashi doesn't
necessarily hold. No, but Mistama Bahashanasa is only after we have Eidim Chasima Kshayim. Tosfos doesn't deny that.
But the Chashash is that if we have Goyim, then we're going to be Somech on them for Raya to tell us that there's a Mesira.
Okay.
Rashi doesn't necessarily hold that we're going to be Somech on them to tell us there's a Mesira. We have to know from the actual Eidim Mesira that there's a Mesira. Can't be Somech on Eidim Chasima and know there's a Mesira.
In this case, we're saying we have Eidim Mesira. You're saying we'll rely on them, Liraya, that there were... Rashi denies Mistama Kol Ba'ashanasa?
Maybe.
Okay, I hear you. I think there's a more basic reason why Rashi says that the problem here is Dilma Asi L'mim Sarei Ba'apayim in a different case, and not Dilma Asi L'mis Ba'chalayim. You see, Rashi L'shitasa holds that Goyim, Eidim Chasima Barkos, Akashim in HaTorah, Liraya. And what are we talking about? We're talking about Goyim Barkos. The kashim in Torah l'rayim, the puzzle to shafer get, the puzzle to make the get, the ain of the Torah is given the kiddushin. But the kosher for the raya, there's no chashash meshakim in Torah, they're perfectly kosher. What are they puzzle for? The puzzle for get, the puzzle for shtar kinyan also, we said. Right? Rashi, the Gemara, right? One day in the Gemara on Daf Yudam Beis is that the puzzle for shtar matana also. Why the puzzle for Shtar Matana? Remember our whole discussion in Rashi on Daftes Amud Beis on the top? Right? Dina de Machlus Adina. But nevertheless, they're Lo Shaychi B'Torah is given the Kiddushin. B'nei Noch Netzavu Al Adinim. We had that whole back and forth. So Rashi would say that Koshev Ra... I mean, that's the Shach B'Tav the Gemara. That L'Raya, of course they're Kosher, but how can they be Kosher for... Shtar Matana, right? How can it be kosher for Shtar Matana? So the Gemara Taka answers in the first day, Adina de Machlus Adina makes them kosher for Shtar Matana. But without Adina de Machlus Adina, they'd be possible even for Shtar Matana too. Min HaTorah, they're not kosher for Shtar Matana because they're not B'Torah Shtar Matana. Instead, we explain that Kenyan of a Goy is B'Kesef, it's not B'Shtar. Right? But for getting the Kiddushin, they're also possible Min HaTorah. There's no dina de machlus dina for getting the kiddushin. So the pasul min haTorah for getting the kiddushin that I hear, but l'raya, why should it be pasul? Kosher min haTorah l'raya. Oh, maybe that's why Rashi had to say that the mezuzah mitochu is not dil ma'asi l'mis machalei l'raya. Rashi would say you could be somech on the eidah chasima nochem for raya. Min haTorah the kosher la'edus. It's only to do getting the kiddushin that they're pasul because they're ainim b'Torah is getting the kiddushin. Oh, so that's why he says the mezuzah mitochu. Is Duma Asi L'mim Sarei Ba'apayim that they'll be Eidim Mesira, not even this time, but a different time. Oh, but that's still a problem, because they're possible for that, since the Eidim Torah is getting a Kiddushin. Tosfos, L'shitasam, Tosfos, and Rov Rishonim hold that Eidim Chasima Ba'akos are possible in HaTorah for Raya. So Tosfos learns Pasha, that Mezuev Mitocho, is that we're afraid that you might come to be Mismachalai L'Raya. So could be that's the deeper Machlokas. We didn't even get to this, and we talked about Mezuev Mitocho, we have three Shittas, Rashi and Tosfos, the Raivid, we're even going back to the Raivid. Right, but we have three shittas. But what's the depth of what Rashi is saying? Right, we quoted Rashi on Rav Yudan Beis, but it's all built on the fact that Rashi there is talking about Eidah Chasim Anochim, and you have to know a little bit about Eidah Chasim Anochim Bar Kos to understand why Rashi felt compelled to give his pshat. Tosfos did not give that pshat because he had a different perception of Eidah Chasim Bar Kos, and that's why he had to say that Dimasi L'mis V'Chalah means L'raya, not L'mim Sarei Ba'apayim. Mechiel.
Just as Tosfos holds that Edis are possible to rise, so why does that mean he still turn to say it's pshat, but you'd still be saying what Rashi did anyway. Rashi just can't say what
Rashi does. Tosis's pshat is simpler. Because Tosis is saying that we're afraid of something in this case. To say that we're afraid, based on what we do now, we're afraid of what's going to happen in the future, who cares about the future? We'll look in the here and now. Tosis Chashash is all about the here and now. In this get itself, we're concerned. It's much more obvious to passel a get if there's a problem with this get. If there's a problem with something in the future, that's a bigger chiddush. But Rashi felt compelled to say that because he wouldn't have learned like Tosis. Tosis' problem would not exist according to Rashi. Shlomo Leib?
Doesn't
the
Gemara say, though, that to rely on Gaon Varai is okay?
What does the Gemara say there?
It says in the Gemara on talks about Shtar versus Shtar Mechid. Okay. We understand by Shtar Raya why can I?
Correct.
So, but then doesn't Tosis say
No, Tosis is saying by Chasima Shelo Lishma, his whole kasha by Chasima Shelo Lishma is what's the mezuyah mitocho then? Right? What's the mezuyah mitocho by Chasima Shelo Lishma? So you're saying how would Tosis learn mezuyah mitocho by Eide Gaon Barkos? Okay, what do you think the answer is? How did Tosis learn mezuyah mitocho by Chasima Shelo Lishma?
When?
He said that it's a gzera of chasimah tuksiva. That's
right.
What he said, right? So one way Tosis could learn is that it's a gzera. Tosis could learn it's a gzera. What is the Gemara saying? That Bishlam Ashtaraya, the Neman, because there's no chashash meshaken. Neman because there's no chashash meshaken. Why are they neman? The neman mid rabbanim is a takana de rabbanim. The takana de rabbanim that they're going to be neman b'shtarai. Does that takana de rabbanim apply to gitei nashim? I don't think so. Right, maybe Tosis could learn Pashit. Tosis holds Minat Torah Eidei Gaon Barkos Apostle Eidus. Right? The Gemara in the Yidam Abayis is talking about Shtari Mamon L'Raya. The Shtari Mamon L'Raya, as Tosis themselves explain, and other Rishonim, we'll see when we get to the Sugya, that it's a Takanta de Rabbanan. Takanta de Rabbanan, to believe them for Shtari Mamon. Even if Minat Torah Gaon Aptak Apostle Eidus. Oh, we have that Tosis already. Tosis on Tetzel Abayis said that, right? In the fourth pshat of why Goyim Apostle for Gitei Noshim, he says, Labinei Edusinu. The Kevin Labinei Edusinu, I roi, I feel a cult store, Solomon, I call Shlomi, I call them little men at Torah, I feel awesome home, then Mariah. Not the Kanta der Abonim, who ever the Kim Lambis Adusai, Shu Emes, Lamari Nafshai. That's all the Takana der Abonim that they're going to be Nem. Right? It's the Takana der Abonim that they're going to be Nem on the Raya. That takana drabana doesn't apply by Gitei Noshim. The takana drabana is a takana sashuk, so to be able to do mekach ha-chomemker. But that takana drabana doesn't apply by Gitei Noshim. So they'd be possible, right? Tosis can learn kepshuto. You either can learn the gzeir, but that's not going to have to, because they're really psulim. It's a regular mizuyah mitocha. The possible, because there's a psul daraisa, and there was no takanta drabana to be mashidim, so it's going to remain possible. Okay. This is the first step of this line of the Gemara. Let's just finish the sugya for a second. Bahamid Tani Sefer, Rab Shimon Omar, Afeluk Sharon, Bahamar, Rabbi Zera, Yard or Shem, Shitazo Shal, Rabbi Allah, Zadamir, the Messiah Karsi, Nechal the Tanakama Savalo. The Gemara is the Kasha. Well, we're assuming that the Tanakama is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Allah, that it ate the Messiah Karsi, but the Gemara asks, Rab Shimon says, Afeluk Sharon, Rab Shimon is Machshivin, Gitin Hashem, and Shechri, Avadim. Rib Shimon says that Gitei Noshim are kosher. So, how does that make any sense? Rib Zera says Rib Shimon holds like Rabbi Elazar that he didn't see Rikarsi, and somehow he's not gozer Mizrev Mitocha, right? Somebody doesn't hold the Mizrev Mitocha. But if Rib Shimon goes like a Elazar, how can the Tanakama go like a Elazar too? Says Avdi Gemara, no, he could be Nayo Shemos Mifakim. They both hold the Mezir B'Tocha. They're both assuming Yed Mesir Kasi. They both hold the Mezir B'Tocha. But we're talking in a case of Shemos Mivhakim, where the Shemos, the names are Mivhak, that they belong to Goyim. But the Machlokes, Tanakam, and Reb Shimon is, are we Gozer by Mezir B'Tocha B'Mokom Shemos Mivhakim? Do we say if the Shemos Mivhakim, there's no Chashash, there's no reason to be Gozer? There's no Chashash that you rely on them. Everyone knows that they're Goyim. Or do we not say that? Do we not say that everyone, you know, everyone knows that they're Goyim? Or just because everyone knows they're Goyim, maybe there's still a Chashash that you'll rely on them. What does Rashi say? Klam Tanakam should say to Rabbi Lezer Koy, that Rabbanu would pass the Lindim Asla Mismach HaChasum and Lomosu of name. Asur Reb Shimon Lameimar, Im Shemos Mivhakim, Dov Lekachom, Hem Sheini Son Nekom, Bosan Shemos, Lav Hanim Azim Mitocho, Demo De Rabbi Elozer. He doesn't explain the Tanakhama's response. Like, why is the Tanakhama gozer atu shemas mivhakim? Maybe the pshat is that we're afraid. That we're afraid that you'll forget that these were shemas mivhakim. People will think, oh, they were goyim signed there. So you might come to rely. You might come to rely to be moser the shtar in front of goyim, even if they have shemas mivhakim. They might come to rely on to be moser shtaris of goyim erachasum and barakos in the future, even if they're shemus of hakim in this shtar. That's the machlokes tanaim according to the Gemara. What's interesting from the sugya is not just the machlokes Rashi and Tosus that we pointed out of why mezuzah v'dov was fasal, but what clearly emerges from this Gemara is mezuzah v'dov apsul d'arais or is it apsul d'rabban? Is Mezuyev Mitocho Apsul Darais in get, or is it Apsul Rabbanim? What's the answer? Rabban. Clear. It's clear as day. We talked about this on Daf Dalet. Is Mezuyev Mitocho Apsul Darais Apsul Rabbanim? I didn't give you the Gemara. We weren't up to this. But as you continue learning, you have to notice it. You have to notice it. It sounds like it's Apsul Rabbanim. Sounds like it's Apsul Rabbanim. So this Gemara is what troubled, this is one of the Gemaras that troubled those Achronim, right, who took out, first of all, we mentioned the Rif quotes B'Shem the Gaon that Mezuyev Mitocho was Apsul D'Araisa, right, that was clear in the Rif. And then we pointed out that Rashi and Sanhedrin, Adav Chavches Amid Beis, also seems to say that Mezuyev Mitocho was Apsul D'Araisa, because he says that Reb Elazar is Modeh B'Mezuyev Mitocho, that the Shtar is a Chaspa Ba'alma. Chaspa ba'alma, a patcher, it sounds like it's gunished, it's nothing. It sounds like it's a psul daraisa. You know, that case is talking about a shtar, how matanta the chasimi alot regisi, there were krovim, two brothers in law were signed onto the shtar. So Rashi says, Mezuyev Mitocho, by shtar matan is a psul daraisa. The Gaon Sheberif is talking about gittin, but it sounds like Mezuyev Mitocho is a psul daraisa according to these two shitas. Stuff against the Gemara Mefureshes on Daf Tesa Medbeis. What's going on over here? It's against the Gemara Mefureshes. So that's the answer that we gave. Right? We gave an answer to this. We gave an answer to this. But in light of what we're discussing with the Rashi of Goyim Barakos, Koshim and Atar, we have to like learn it up again just to make sure we have it clear. What did we say? What was the answer? We gave the Chasam Sofer's answer. The Chasam Sofer says that when does Rashi say that Mezuyev Mitocho was Apsul D'Rabbanan? D'Rabbanan? That's where you have Chasimos of Nochem. That's what Rashi said. The case in Sanhedrin is not Chasimus of Nachim, it's Psulim. If you have Psulim Chasim on the get, there Rashi holds Mezuyev Mitocho is a Psul D'Arais. But if you have Chasimus of Nachim, so then Rashi would say that's only a Psul D'Rabbanan, Dilma Asilim Mimsre Bapai. What's the difference? That's what the Chasim Sofer said. He didn't explain it. He just says, by Nachim, well, he does say a little bit more. He says, Nochrim don't have a shame aid. Nochrim don't have a shame aid. Krovim and Psulim have a shame aid, but they're an aid possible. And that's the difference. That's how the Chasam Sofer leads it. Right? That if Nochrim don't have a shame aid, then their Mezuyev Mitocho is only going to be a Psul D'Rabbanan, but someone that does have a shame aid, but he's possible, so that Mezuyev Mitocho can be a Psul D'Araisa. So what does that mean? Reb Nochrim wanted to explain, as we described at great length, Reb Nochrim says that if you have a shalosh shem shtar, but the shtar is a shtar posel, so then you can never be machshir. So if you have krovim signed into the shtar, now you have a shtar posel, so the edim mesira are never going to be machshir the shtar. That's the yisod. That mezuyev mitocho is a psul daraisa, if the Eidim HaChasum and Shabishtar are going to create a Shtar Pasul. If they create a Shtar Pasul, then there's no way to be Machshir. The Eidim Seir can be Machshir, so the Shtar is gone. It's gunished. It's nothing. It's a Psul Daraisa. But if you have Eidim Nochrim sign onto the Shtar, it's strange. It'll con out that the weakness of the Eidim Chasim and Nochrim are its strength. Meaning the fact that Goyim are so much not a shame aid, so it turns out that you don't have a Shtar Pasul here. If all you have is Eidim Nochrim sign onto the Shtar, then you have nothing until the Eidim Asira here. So if you have nothing until the Eidim Asira here, you can't Pasul that Minat Torah. The Eidim Asira, Machshir the Get Minat Torah. It can still be Pasul Midir Rabbanan because we're afraid that we'll rely on these Eidim Chasima, we'll rely on the Eidim Chasima to be Eidim Asira at a different time. Okay, that's a Psul Rabbanan. But you can't Pasul Minat Torah because the Psul Daraisa, Reb Nachum says, the Psul Daraisa is where the Shtar is a shtar puzzle through the Eidah Chasima, and now the Eidah Mesir can never be machshir that shtar. But if the shtar is not a shtar puzzle, the shtar just is a blank piece of paper because you don't have any Eidah Chasima, so then the Eidah Mesir can come and they can be machshir the shtar. That's the basic yesod here. So we just have to plug in. It's sort of a little weird. It's a little strange. Rashi holds that Eidah Chasima nochrim ba'arkos akoshim in HaTorah. Right? They're koshim in HaTorah. Interestingly enough. Right? So it comes out, Mom is strange according to Rashi. Min akotzel akotzel. It comes out, Eide chasima nochrim by gitein noshim v'shechuri avadim. Eide chasima nochrim don't even have a shame eid. According to Rashi, Eide chasima nochrim by gitein noshim will not even have a shame eid. The Eidim HaTorah is given Mekidushin. They don't even have a shame eid. Eide chasima nochrim ba'arkos not only have a shame eid by shtarei mecher matana, by shtarei mammon, they're koshim in HaTorah. Right? It's not just that they have a shame aid, but they're posel. No, they have a shame aid koshim in HaTorah. It's two extremes. Right? It's two extremes. Then when it comes to shtarei mammon, Rashi holds min HaTorah, eidei chasim and nochrim, bar kos, are koshim in HaTorah. If it's not bar kos, there's a chashash meshaker. They're not going to be koshim. But bar kos, the eidah chasim and nochem akoshim in HaTorah. They have a shame eid kosher. By gitei noshim, there Rashi holds that eidah chasim and nochem don't even have a shame eid bichlal. So that's why the mezuzah mitoch was only going to be with the rabbanan. And in the middle, you got eidah yisrael that are krov mupsulim. Those eidim have a shame eid min HaTorah. But a shame eid posel min HaTorah. That's the middle. So within those, that's class of eid, and that's where Rashi is going to say in Sanhedrin that Mezuzah Mitoch is going to be a psul daraisa. Okay, because there is a shame eid, so they shaf the shtar, they make the shtar into a shtar posel, and now the eid of Mesira can't resurrect the shtar, they can't save the shtar, so it's going to remain a shtar posel, it'll be a psul daraisa. Okay, so this is Shitas Rashi putting it all together. The depth that we now have of what Eidah Chasima Nochrim Barkos are, according to Rashi, they're kosher min HaTorah by Shtari Maman, but they're posel min HaTorah, not posel min HaTorah, they don't even have a shame aid min HaTorah by Gitei Noshim. So come out, if they don't even have a shame aid, strangely enough, there's less of a Mezuzah Mitocha. It's only a Mezuzah Mitocha to Rabbanan, because we're just afraid that we'll rely on them for Eidah Mesir in a different context. But we won't have a Psul Daraisa because you don't have a Shtar Pasul. A Shtar Pasul Min HaTorah. So therefore, the Eidim Asira will be able to be Machshir the Shtar Min HaTorah. Okay, this is the Sugi of Mezuzah Mitocha with the depth that we have. We've gained so much from Shitas Rashi along the way over the last couple of weeks that now we can be Mashlim that Sugi. Yes?
Are we still saying that Rashi goes into
Rif? Which Rif? The Gaon in the Rif, you mean?
The Rif that we said after Mezuzah Mitocha.
Is there a reason not to say that?
Because if we say that we do hold that way, then why would you say that, even though they're not...
If he doesn't hold off Eidah Mesira Karsi, so what does that mean? What are the Eidah Chasima doing in Sanhedrin?
I'm saying that by get, he would say that even though they're like nothing, you still might have a mistake, you might use them as Eidah Chasima, and Eidah Chasima as themselves would still be able to be kosher to get. So why would you say that we count them as nothing?
Why would Eidah Chasima themselves be kosher to get their Eidah Mesira getting regulation? They'd be possible in HaTorah. Right? Hey, the chasim and a get would be pasul min HaTorah. Okay. I'm not sure if you got to the next sugya, but I think maybe we'll stop here. Stop here with the Gemara section. We have two more sugyas to do before the Mishnah. Two very beautiful sugyas. One more sugya about Kli Gitach Mayalga Bekarka by Shtar Shichra. And we're talking about comparisons between Gita Noshim and Shtar Shichra. So this is the last comparison. Hold on to your hats. We had a Ktsos that we said was one of the top five. Ktsos seemed to put Shtar Shichra and Gerisha together, that both of them only require Nesina, don't require Kinyan. Be careful. Right, we're wading into deep waters tomorrow. Okay, we're going to have to look at the Torah's Gittin and see how everything comes together. Is that really true? Is that really true that Shtar Shichra and Gerisha are really the same? You only need Nesina, there is no Kinyan. Look at the Gemaras and look at it with an objective perspective. I didn't want to convince you with that Ktsos HaChoshen that that's the only way to look at things. You'll see, it's not so simple, but we're going to tie up all of the loose ends by tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, and hopefully we'll get a clarity in that sugya as well.